I mean, I want to thank the brothers for inviting me to share a piece. This was something that was inspired by the one who gave the call. I want to sing the lady tonight. It's good that we're coming together as a community, and I like some of the things that are being discussed as far as unity, making sure that Islam is the focus and the priority in our cultural implications. That's something that you have to remember, inshallah. So, the sun is setting on Ashura, a tragic scene in Karbala. There's a tragedy in the tents of Hussein. The children are dying of thirst. Zainab is standing in front of the tent, seeing Hussein in Karbala, with Akbar's martyrdom on his mind and Asghar's blood smeared on his face. His family is crying for him, seeing his state in Karbala. Where is Qasim? Where is Abbas? Where is Akbar and Asghar? All of the martyrs are sleeping on the battlefield of Karbala, on the burning sands of Karbala. Are the bodies of Hussein and his men? The foe is laughing at Hussein on his loneliness and his family's pain. The army moves in towards Hussein, armed with swords and daggers in hand. The Prophet's religion is injured, lying on the plains of Karbala. The blood of Hussein is being spilled. There is no one whom Hussein could call. Zainab had left her tent for Hussein without hijab and Karbala. Without hijab and Karbala. Just see the state of Karbala. Just see the state of Karbala. We're living in this world of Karbala. Then after Hussein was martyred, his family faced depression. The tents were set on fire, and no one was there to help them. Their children were dying of thirst by the side of the river. Muslims wouldn't give them water, even though they had babies with them. Muslims wouldn't give them water. This is the Prophet's household. Just see the state of Karbala. Just see the state of Karbala. We're living in this world of Karbala. Thank you.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.